Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable, but he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If we only just read about it and come to understand the power, the might, and the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he will fulfill his promise to you. Will you keep your promise to him? This is Are You For Real with God? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to believe before we can receive. It's not like you're dealing with man who will make you a promise or give you his word. This is the Lord Jesus Christ saying to you, come.
Lord, can you hear me? I'm here, fighting, pressing to remember what you said. But this onslaught of thoughts fills my head with dread, and I need you. Like enemies encamped, shrouded in the dark, I can feel the fascination of too many temptations reaching for my heart. So I need you to hear me. For I know your ears are attentive to the righteous, and I know that your ways are certain. Even when my worries would trample me to dust, still, I know you are good. Your hand is just. So come now, be the salvation for my sins. Help me to begin again, that you would mend this trend of hopelessness. God, deliver me in my brokenness. I can feel your presence, even now in the ugly, in the mess that has been made. You surround me with your benevolence. Yes, your love is on display, and I can see it. Carving roads through the struggles and the troubles, past temptations and devices that seek to choke me out. So come fear, come failure, come opposition or doubt. Jesus, you are my deliverance. Your grace is sufficient. Trusting you is my only way out. Now I turn my mind to dwell on your truth. Curate the condition of my heart to manifest joy. Be my living proof. Subdue the haters. Quell the voices inside. Transform me, Lord. Extinguish my pride. You've won the battle. I trust in your plans. Yes, God. I surrender all my worries, my woes, and my demands into your eternally capable hands.
The Bible teaches us that we should live a life of gratitude, that we should be thankful to God no matter the circumstance. I try to live a thankful life regardless of what's going on. But you know, sometimes the world can make maintaining a thankful heart a difficult thing to do. My question is, how can I honor God more consistently?
I've got a great life. I've been blessed with so many wonderful people and things, and I truly am thankful for everything. It's just that sometimes I don't show it. In fact, I'm not even really sure I know how to show it. I'd like to know what a life of gratitude really looks like.
Thankfulness. I usually feel too overwhelmed to tap into that. Whenever I seem to get my feet back on the ground, there's just a whole new wave of challenges that hits me, and it's so draining. Gratitude isn't really on my radar when it feels like things are falling apart. What I'm wondering is, how do I become grateful?
To be honest, I probably complain more than I'm grateful. I just feel kind of bombarded by society, like it's consistently reminding me what I don't have. It's easy to get distracted and lose track of what I do have. So where do I start? I guess I start here.
Lord, please teach me to respond to whatever I encounter, good and bad, from a place of gratitude towards you.
Lord, I really do want to be grateful to you, but I don't know how. I need you to show me what it looks like.
God, please help me. It's so hard to be thankful when I'm facing these challenges. I need you.
God, can you help me recognize the good things in my life?
Please, God, teach me how to live a life of gratitude.
This is Are You For Real With God? I want to ask you a question, and we're going to talk about praising. You say that you love the Lord and you want Him to bless you, to protect you. How often do you give praise? We should be able to praise the Lord every day because He does so much. The things that He does are innumerable because every time we wake up, that's a blessing. Thank God. Every time we make a commitment and we fulfill that commitment,
if we have children and they wake up blessed and able to function the very next day. That's a blessing. That's a praise right there. When you go to sleep, you're not promised to wake up the next morning. But when you do, that's a reason to praise. If everyone speaks to you and your life is good, if you have a dwelling place to live in, if you have a car to drive, thank you, Lord. That's a praise right there. If you have sickness in your family and in your body, that's a reason to praise God, because He will cure you of every sickness, every disease. Think about what you're doing and then think about what you're not doing. You are blessed, beyond blessed, knowing what you do and knowing who fixes everything for you. He provides food, clothing, shelter. He gives you a peace of mind. He gives you health in your body. When you are hurting, He heals that. Thank you, Lord. How do you praise all the time? How do you praise with prayer and supplication to the Lord for all that has been happening to you? Every success is something that you praise the Lord about. Never stop praising. Never stop giving. Never stop asking. Praise the Lord every day. When the wind blows and you're tired and you're sweating and you're hot, you're having frustrations, you're having difficulties climbing over the day that you're at work, that's a praise right there, because you're getting the health, you're getting the strength. God blesses you. And some of us don't even give praise. Some of them don't even give a thank you. Now you look at when you did not have that car, when you did not have that home, when there were no clothes sufficient enough to keep on your back, no money in your pocket, God blessed you. Praise God. See, we need to know when to praise and we need to know how to praise. Get down on your knees and cry out to the Lord, because you know without Him, your bodies will be headed toward hell. You need to remember where you came from. You didn't have all that you have now when you first started. For everything that you've accomplished, every place that you've gone, all the blessings that you've received, the friends that you have, the things that they help you with, when you call upon someone to help you, they're available. That's God right there. You give Him the praise, give Him the glory. Don't try to get the increase for yourself because you haven't done anything. Sure, you're speaking, but you're speaking how He desires for you to speak so that you can accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. Say praise, say thank you, give God the glory. He helped you to be able to get where you are right now. He deserves praise. He deserves glory. You deserve your little 15 minutes of fame, but get it for the right reason. If you praise the Lord every day, all day, give Him thanks, He will bless you every day, all day. Think about it. You do the math. What can you do for yourself? Can you heal yourself? Can you be delivered? Can you deliver someone else? God has that power. You don't have those attributes. You do not have the willingness to stay focused long enough, because we are so flip-flop in this world that everything gets our attention. We need to think about staying focused. Bless your children. Talk to your children. Teach your children about everything that the Lord has done for you. Think about everything that the Lord has done through you. He has blessed you to be a blessing to other people. Teach them about God. When they left Egypt, the Lord wanted them to write down these stories. Tell them to your children. Tell them to your ancestors. Tell them to your friends. All around the house, all around the camp. Speak about the burdens that you had to go through. Think about the trouble that you had to deal with. Think about the times you didn't have any food to eat. God made a way. Do that now. You can do that in this society because God is still working. He doesn't stop. He doesn't go to sleep at 8 hours after he's worked. He's on duty 24 hours a day. You need to give him praise. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you for my sleep last night. Thank you for a dwelling place. Thank you for my kid. I praise you for who you are and for what you do. Think about it. God loves you. This is Are You For Real with God.